9598 Laura Beckett, northeast of Route 20, 574 feet northwest of Townsend Road, Road 340, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Good evening. My name is Laura Beckett. I live at 3057 Honorary Road in Frankfort, Delaware. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Okay, bear with me, please, because this is the first time I've ever done this, and somebody else, my daughter was supposed to be here this evening to try to talk for me.
You just take your time, and we'll certainly try to help you, okay?
This is something that we've been trying to work on for a little while, but we got stopped along the line because my husband got real sick, and he died on March the 27th, so, you know, I'm back at it again with the severes. Sorry about the glasses, couldn't find the right ones. Everything went wrong. Our land is 6.60, I guess you know all that though, 61 point. The front is not quite wide enough for two lots. It's large enough for our lot, and it's not quite wide enough for the next lot.
Right.
So that's why I'm here this evening, to try to get a variance for that, because before my husband died, we were trying to have it arranged so that we would just take out the acreage for our house and the back part of it, once you go on this piece that's not quite wide enough and go back. We have about five acres behind us, and have it surveyed, you know, like that to put it on the market, because, you know, he knew that, you know, he was going to be here long and he wanted me to sell it. So that's why I'm here this evening.
You want to sell it, and that's part of, for a family member or nothing, right?
I'm going to sell it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You were about 4.2 feet shy of having enough overall. And of course, I guess you want to make this 124 feet because of the driveway. Okay, so your property line's going to run right along the driveway, is that correct?
And it looks like you intend to remove I call them old buildings, but there's two buildings toward the back. You're
going
to get rid of those?
It's one where all the tractors and things are in, and another building was for.
How long would it be before you could move those or get rid of those?
Some of my nephews are going to do it for me just as soon as the beach closed down.
Because one of them you've got right on your property line, and, and that would. That wouldn't be proper to subdivide and leave a building right on the property line.
No. Mm-mm. They told me all of that.
Now, if this is approved, do you intend to sell this as a single parcel?
Yes. I'm going to try to. That's the truth I can say to you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Mills? Nope. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think this is unique in this type of variance that we've granted in the past, in that being only less than 5 feet shy of having enough property to properly subdivide it and have the right frontage. And I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't think it will see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Right next door, an 80-foot frontage property, and some less frontage properties in the of an adjacent road. And I think it would be a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 9598.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9598. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you very, very much. Will I get a letter or something to that effect?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Will I get a letter or something to that effect?
To get the...
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Case number...